Christian Crusaders welcomes you to our weekly radio ministry. Our service will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes or printed copies of today's sermon will be shared at the close of the service. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Do you ever have the feeling my life doesn't count for very much? I don't make a difference in society at all? If those are your thoughts, listen to what God has to say in the text today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we pray on this Pentecost Sunday that your Holy Spirit will work mightily in our midst, that our hearts may be open and our intelligence enlightened to realize that the human being can do nothing to change his behavior, but that with Christ Jesus as a part of his life, he can become a new person in Jesus Christ. Hear our prayer, O God, that we ask in your blessed name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 7th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with verse 37. On the last and the greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If a man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. The Gospel of our Lord. Do you ever have the feeling my life doesn't count for very much? Would you really like to make a difference in society but don't see it forthcoming from you? Our Lord Jesus Christ talks about that in the text that is ours today. He was at one of the Jewish festivals, one of these festivals where the people were required to come if it were at all possible. Jesus' brothers were going to be there, and they urged him to come along and to make known who he really was and what his ministry was all about. They went on to use the reasoning, if unless you expose yourself to what you're teaching and the things you're doing, none will believe in you. However, our Lord was concerned about the timing. He knew that there were those in Judah who certainly did not respect him at all, and felt that he was a dangerous person who needed to be watched carefully. On the other hand, he also realized that there were those who felt that he might be the Messiah. So finally, he decided to go, and got there when it was about half over. And when he appeared and some began to recognize him, the busy tongues were wagging. Some for him, and some were against him. The Bible tells us that on the last day of this festival, and the most important day, Jesus finally made an announcement. He said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from within him." It's a very interesting portion of the Word of God. Notice he says, if you're thirsty, if you have a spiritual need, if you feel that there is something about your relationship with God that is not good, if you feel that he is not with you, if you know that you have some real spiritual needs that are not being met. Then you're thirsty. And if you're thirsty, now notice he says, come. You come to me. If that is not an appeal, I don't know what else you would call it. Come to me. I have something to offer you. I can grant you the forgiveness of your sin and take away the guilt. I can let you know that I will empower your life so that it can be turned around and you can become a new person in me. So there's the invitation, and there's the offer. But then notice this. If a man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. That is, empowered by the Holy Spirit, you not only come to Christ, and you not only hear what he has to offer, but you receive him. And the results are that streams of living water will flow from you. That is, you will make a difference. You will influence the lives of people. You will be a blessing to many. That's the message for the day. Through all of this, our lives can be touched and turned around by Jesus Christ. But it always comes, friend, when we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to do it. It is false for us to think that we have power within our own being to really turn it around, to make a difference. I'd like to use an illustration that came in the press on Saturday, May 13th, and it was much discussed during those days. It dealt with one who is well known in the athletic world, Coach Bob Knight, from Indiana University. I think if you follow basketball at all, you would have to say that Coach Knight, as far as wins and losses are concerned, is one of the most successful basketball coaches in Iowa. But that man, in spite of all of that kind of success, was chided by the officials of Indiana University for unbecoming behavior. As a result of this rebuke, Coach Knight made a statement which was printed in newspapers throughout the land. And I'd like to quote just parts of his statement. He says, "My temper problem has been something I've had to deal with for as long as I can remember. I've always been too confrontational, especially when I know I'm right. I know as well as anybody does, I have to develop a more diplomatic approach. I'm not very good at just forgetting something and going on. And I am truly sorry about that." And then the famous coach says, "I'm working on it." I don't know, Coach Knight, but I have certainly noticed his basketball teams. I have not appreciated some of his behavior. Now, some of the words that he has used are profane, but I guess one would have to say that you respect his ability as a coach. To me, the statement that he has made is a word from a man who wants to overcome what is at times an uncontrollable temper. I think I hear him say, "I want to be a blessing. A blessing to the team I represent, a blessing to the university that employs me. I want to be a blessing in society." He has gone on to say that he's far more concerned what his players become than the win and loss column. Now, the humanist would say, yes, there is a power within this person to overcome his weaknesses. He might want to get some help from a therapist, but he can overcome this temper and go on and become a great person. But that is not what the Christian faith says. The Christian faith says, on the basis of our text, that only Jesus Christ can turn the person around. It is only Jesus Christ who can give power and strength to do battle with whatever sins and changes have to be made. that make us less offensive to others as they live with us. In other words, there is not power in that man to change. The change has to be worked in him through the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen to this text again. If a man is thirsty, if he wants to change, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from within him. In other words, the person can be changed. And obviously we'll have to in this particular case if he is going to continue with this particular work at this university. On the other hand, he can't change himself. And some of the sports writers are predicting that he can never make it. And I kind of agree if they're thinking only of his own strength. But I love to think of the power of the Holy Spirit working through the Word of God, who can change any one of us and make us streams of living water as we live out our lives among our people. Now, let's go away from this much written about personality and let's think of our own lives. Maybe that becomes just a little bit uncomfortable. What stands in the way of you being a blessing to others? And I think especially of those who are closest to us. I'll give you mine. It's a lack of patience. I'm one of those people who is forever saying, come on now, let's move. And with that impulsive drive that I have had within my being all of my days, I'm not always very patient with people around me. I'm sure that would be true with some who labored with me in that congregation that I had the privilege to serve. You're all right, but sometimes you got very impatient with us. I'm sure that if my children would be willing to give the truth, they'd say, yeah, Dad, that's right. You were impatient. I really noticed this when a few years ago my wife was stricken with a very severe stroke. Some of you have heard that again and again. But here was a person who could run circles around me, and suddenly she moved slowly and did not have the same capacity to get things done as once she could. Most days, I didn't say anything, but then once in a while it would just build up. And my impatience would reveal itself in attitude and once in a while with a stinging word. And this was done to the person who had been so patient with me, who had put up with so much for those 50 years that we had lived and she was a healthy person. I would make amends. I would decide I'm going to change it. I'm going to conquer that impatience if it's the last thing that I do. But what I found was there was not that power within me. It was simply not there. But when I would come to the throne of grace with my thirst for more patience, and when I would hear the Lord Jesus Christ say, I can strengthen you, I can help you, then patience seemed to come. The point is what is being mentioned by Jesus in the text today. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, streams of living water will flow from within him. Oh, it doesn't mean that we ever get it all conquered, of course not. But it does mean that if we are going to be different people, it is going to come through our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have battled alcohol, now drugs, are often told, you've got to kick the habit. During my years in the ministry, I have sat with many, many an alcoholic. and they have said to me, these are cruel words. You've got to stop drinking. Don't you think I'd like to stop drinking? I can't. And then when, by the grace of God, you would get them somewhere where they could get some help, and I think particularly of Alcoholic Anonymous, what was the first thing that they learned there in the first point? We have to acknowledge that we're helpless. And we have to acknowledge that our only help can come from a supreme being. Now, in the Christian church, we make that supreme being much more specific. We say it comes through Jesus Christ. It comes through the power of the Holy Spirit working within us. He can turn us around. He is able to change us. And we can, and millions have changed because God was at work in them. Friend, this is Pentecost Sunday. It's the third great festival of the church, and in my opinion, does not get the recognition that it should have. We celebrate Christmas, the first festival in the church year, God coming to us on earth as a babe in the manger. And then we go along a few months, and here is Easter, and we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, as it should be. But then 50 days after Easter comes this message of Pentecost. It is the coming of the Holy Spirit, who has always been here, but who makes a special appearance after our Lord has been glorified, resurrected, and he wants to live in our lives. He speaks to us through the Word of God. He convicts us of our helplessness, but he always points us to Christ, the one who can strengthen and make us new people in him. We can become alive. We can become new people when the Holy Spirit blesses us and brings us into fellowship with that Lord. And when he has done that, he sends us out to be a blessing in our society. And then by his grace and the power that he has given to us, I think you will find that it is true. Your life can make a difference, and you can be a blessing to many, beginning right at home and walking into society where you live every day. Amen. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we confess to you this day that life is often extremely difficult. It gives us a picture of ourselves, and it shows us how many changes need to take place within our own person. But God, we can only say we're not able to do it. Or we can say with Martin Luther of old, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel. Grant, O God, that in that text which is ours today, where Jesus gives us this marvelous invitation to come when we're thirsty with our spiritual needs, he invites us to come and to receive what he has promised us, peace, forgiveness, and the ability to become streams of living water that influence the lives of so many. Lord, often we don't like ourselves, but we know that when you're done with us, many of those things which are not what we want at all and are offensive even to ourselves can be taken away. Give to us a blessed Pentecost. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that the message and music in today's service will strengthen you for the week ahead. The mission of Christian Crusaders is to provide a Sunday radio worship service proclaiming Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world and as our personal Savior. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry. Since early in our ministry, it has been the gifts and the prayers of our listeners that make this broadcast possible. We thank each listener who has taken the time to send us a financial gift or pray for our ministry. Your generosity is a tribute to the importance of the mission of sharing Jesus Christ with as many as possible. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will help defray mailing and production costs. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number, 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 38 years.